Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 13th of June, recording at 5:17 p.m. British Summer Time. That's early for me, but there's been plenty of going on here today, and this is an interesting day. So here are the highlights. Now, first, the Asian stock markets were remarkably steady. That's probably helped by China, which rallied for, must be at least the sixth day consecutively. And so we really have in the Asian markets ranging patterns at worst, and many of these indices are near the highs. European markets were sold off early on and then rallied. And Wall Street has also rallied in here today, although it's off the highs as I speak. The Dow's up 60. It was up a little over 90 at one stage. Now, these remain volatile, sort of nervy conditions in here, so things can change rapidly, but more on that in a moment. Now, bonds. This is interesting because bonds were quite weak at the beginning and then rebounded. The US have shown the best recovery. Europeans have paired losses. And in crude oil, that's up 82 cents here as I speak to 66.17. Most of the commodities are steadier. Interestingly, precious metals sold off quite sharply. Silver, for instance, on the July contract dipped down to 1284.5. Currently it's at 1313. And gold bullion fell down to 643.38, is currently 651.19. So we've seen steadier action there. That's spilled over into the industrial metals as well, putting copper to the upside, certainly at least paring losses elsewhere. And the soft commodities, a similar story here because they were being sold off earlier in the day and have mostly firmed. The main exception seems to be sugar, which remains quite weak. Now, okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I maintain that this is a stock market reaction, and I've written about it today, so I'm not going to repeat all that. I've done a fairly lengthy section and reviewed a number of charts using daily charts this time. But my feeling all along is that we were unlikely to see much more than another larger reaction, sort of on the scale in terms of size of what we saw at the end of February and the beginning of March, although I have said that it was very unlikely to be as rapid a decline and that we would see more ranging. And this was necessary as part of the mean reversion in terms of those long-term 200-day moving averages that are best seen on the weekly charts. Now, we are certainly getting some of that ranging mean reversion in the Asian markets, and really to put them on a healthy footing, it would need to go on for a while longer. I had also mentioned more recently that there was a risk that if the bond route continued, that this reaction could morph into a correction, which we have not seen since May-June 2006. But as I've written today, I look at the bond market and I see the downward acceleration taking a number of the bond prices back to, if we talk about prices rather than yields, but you'll see the same thing, the inverse. You'll see the same thing in its inverse on the yields. But I wrote and illustrated with the U.S. Treasury bonds falling back down to a region of previous lows, and they accelerated to get there. So that's a short-term ending characteristic, at least, and are temporarily oversold. So we really should see some sort of a bounce in here for bond markets. And while I remain a long-term bear of bonds, if I ask myself, well, is there really a clear case for a bond market rout from these levels. And a Greenspan helped a little bit in terms of giving the markets an additional nudge on the downside. But I regard this mostly as a sort of a delayed reaction by the bond mob. Maybe they weren't looking at charts, and maybe they were in denial here, but the evidence of top formation development in the bond prices, bottom formation development in the bond yields was glaringly, blaringly obvious, and to anyone who was actually paying attention on this. But that said, other than the market just playing a little bit of catch up here, and investor sentiment playing a little bit of catch up, I don't see any real reason why bond markets should go into a further rout here in the near term. And who knows, maybe Alan Greenspan will actually say something nice about markets for a change. After all, pundits don't want to be too predictable. But on a more serious note, here we have had somewhat of an adjustment of expectations regarding inflation. I have often said that I don't expect inflationary pressures to be mushrooming at this time. And as a matter of fact, they will be subsiding in some areas, such as oil, as the 12-month figures come out and are replaced by lower figures in the stats. So again, I just describe this bond market action as a delayed realization of what was going on and sort of a sudden catch up. And I think now I wouldn't be at all surprised if we didn't see bonds steady a bit. That doesn't make them a buy for anything other than a very short-term technical bounce, because I expect global GDP growth to continue and to be reasonably robust. And I've maintained all along that I didn't think that the U.S. economy would go into recession, although the risks were obviously on the downside for a while. And you could say that the U.S. isn't completely out of that difficulty yet, but the data is modestly encouraging, certainly in terms of the continued likelihood of avoiding a recession. So where does that leave us here? I think that, again, I conclude that the most likely development is the ranging reaction here for stock markets. That's nothing to panic about. And I'm somewhat chagrined to see the actual strength of one of my very favorite sectors, as the industrial mining shares. I mean, MLW, where I took some profits on leveraged accounts, I certainly didn't sell anything out of my investment portfolio, but with leverage, I did nail down some profits. And the markets above MLW today is back above where I sold those positions out, so it's been just rock steady. Shares like BHP, Billiton have been hitting new highs here during the correction, such as it is. And of course, people in Asia will be saying, "What correction?" Although they are seeing some ranging in mean reversion towards the 200-day moving averages. Okay, looking on at the commodities, there was some interesting action today in precious metals. Now, I'm just checking the currencies to sit here. The dollar is still up in here today, but less than previously. Actually, it's up over 83. The dollar index is beginning to look a little bit overextended, but we would need to see some sort of clear downward dynamic to suggest that this rally has well and truly ended. And obviously, we haven't seen that yet. It's been a consecutive day's rise. But these precious metals, having sold off and then rebounded, if they close in positive territory, that'll be the first hint that we may be near a floor area for this sector. So I'm anticipating. We don't have any hard and fast evidence here yet, and I'm content to watch at least for another day. And soft commodities, again, everything sort of fell back as in a little flight to liquidity. As nerves settle, I would expect many markets to firm, and those that are really strong, like some of the Asian stock markets, like some of the industrial metal shares, like some of the better performing commodities, I would expect them to resume their trends. Some of the better performing commodities would include the grain and bean sector. Gold and the other precious metals are not outperforming, as you know, at present, and they're continuing to build this really very large trading range, and people have been becoming discouraged who've been holding precious metals. Some have been drifting away. That is inevitable during a long ranging period, particularly if a sector has been underperforming other markets, such as stock markets, in this instance. But those of you who have attended the chart seminar will know that sideways trading ranges tend to thin out the supply above and the demand below, and are eventually, they are explosions waiting to happen. And so I do look for some dramatic upside action in the precious metals sector before year end, but it won't do it while the dollar is rallying in here, or that would be unlikely. I'll put it that way. I think that's pretty much it. So an interesting day, and no doubt much more to comment on and write about in here tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the best.